Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and we'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. We continue this Lenten season series on obedience, and the title of our teaching today is Obedience or Slavery. Our scripture will come out of Romans 6:16-18. Do you not know that if you present yourself to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient to the heart, to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. Who would believe that in the 21st century that we would be talking about slavery? F.B. Meyer states that God does not fill with his Holy Spirit those who believe in the fullness of the Spirit or those who desire him, but those who obey him. As we continue to prepare for Passion Week, the week prior to Easter, we are learning about Jesus and his sacrifice that he makes. In the week prior to Easter, it recounts the suffering and death of Jesus Christ as he journeyed to the cross. During that week, Jesus was intentional and direct as he prepared his disciples for the gruesome ending of his physical life. His act represented not only his extreme love for us, but his unyielding obedience to the Father. Jesus' substitutional death was decreed by God before the foundations of the world. In Ephesians 1:4, it says, as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and blameless. A sacrifice for sin was needed according to Old Testament ruling that for the life of flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement for life. Jesus was that willing and obedient sacrifice. Jesus was to die for our sin and receive the penalty we deserved. From the Garden of Eden to the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus' focus was to release us from the bondage of sin. Matthew 1:21 speaks of Mary saying that she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus announced his arrival as the promised Messiah in the synagogue at Nazareth. He was the appointed one who would release the captive and let the oppressed free. Jesus accomplished that purpose on Easter Sunday when he rose from the dead, breaking the power and the penalty of sin in our lives. This includes sins we committed in the past, commit in the present, and will commit in the future. Think about that. That's awesome. Not only the sins that we commit in the past and the present, but those that we would commit in the future. When we reach heaven, we will finally be delivered from the penalty, from the presence of sin. We're already released from the power and penalty, but in heaven, we will be delivered from the presence of sin. Jesus' obedience led to our victory over sin and our freedom to grow in grace. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "Grow in grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and to the day of eternity." So why are we still acting like slaves? We read in our opening text that the Apostle Paul challenged the young church at Rome to obediently follow Jesus and the word, the gospel, that had been delivered to them. I guess you would call them hokey pokey Christians. They have one foot in the church and one foot in the world. Does that sound familiar? This is the same obedience challenge we face daily while living in our earthly flesh. Until we are delivered from the presence of sin, we must doggedly declare ourselves dead to sin and alive in Christ, as outlined in Romans 6:11. We must exercise our freedom in Christ to leave behind sinful patterns and influences which move us away from God. We must not take God's glorious gift of grace for granted and continue in sin through our disobedience. During this season of Lent, many of us are practicing the discipline of fasting. We have given up habits, practices, and vices, and have replaced them with new activities that draw us close to Jesus. This includes more time in prayer, studying the Word, and solitude. Lent is a period of denying our flesh and on self-reflection, hopefully leading us to greater spiritual maturity and obedience. But let's be honest, aren't there some things we should stop doing beyond Lenten season? Some sins that are keeping us enslaved to the world of Satan and to this current world that we live in. Are we choosing to be shackled by sin when Christ has set us free from sin's power and penalty? You are slaves to the one you obey. Question for today is, who are you obeying? Who are you obedient to? That's it for today. We invite you to continue to share this podcast with friends and family. But today we always, as we end all of our podcasts, offer the opportunity, if you have not established a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, to do it today. Do it during this Lenten season and become obedient to the teaching and to the kingdom of God. It's easy. All we have to do is ask the Lord to forgive us of our sins, accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and He will do that for you. He will transform you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation tab, and you will find all that you need to walk in newness of life, no longer a slave to sin, no longer obedient to that which Satan and the world has drawn you. We look forward to meeting and talking with you on next week. So please have a blessed week, and we look forward to seeing you next week on Morning Reflections. Be blessed. Bye-bye.